y'all doing this morning? Boy, am I excited about being with you guys again today. Oh my gosh, I just wish it was every day, but one day I'm believing that to be so. But right now, I'm glad that I'm with you right now. I wonder if your day is starting off really good. My day is starting off pretty good. It's starting to feel a lot like fall right now. We got temperatures that have come down to the 60s here in DC, and I know that it's cooling off all over the country and around the world. It's 61 degrees right now. Our high is going to be 63 degrees here in DC. I got a little tongue tied there. sometimes that happens. Detroit, Michigan, you are cloudy right now, 46 degrees. Your high is going to be 50, and you're going to be cloudy as well. Richmond, Virginia, you're 58, mostly cloudy today. Your high is 66 degrees. Good grief, y'all warmer than us. But you are going towards the south. Jacksonville, Florida, hey, Duval. Anyway, where my homeboy, my main man, celebrity comedian, A-Train, is from, 64 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be sunny, 70 degrees. Dallas, Texas, sunny and 58. You're going to be high 78 degrees. And my favorite place, London, you are going to be 65 today. Pretty much going, you're sunny right now, but you're going to be cloudy towards the evening. Your low is going to be 56 degrees. And Los Angeles, you're sunny, 74 degrees. And your high is 98 degrees and very, very, very sunny. Woo! Y'all done had some hot weather over this couple of weeks. I saw Erica Campbell had posted it. It was 105 degrees one day over the weekend. And I said, my goodness, it's an oven in Los Angeles. But, you know, we've had some hot weather here in D.C. But I'm just so thankful and so glad that this is the day that the Lord has made. And I am joyful and glad to be in it. I'm glad that we have, if you risen up out of your bed, you rose up with resurrection power. If your eyes open today and you could barely move, but you're moving just a little bit, you have risen with resurrection power. I just thank God that our souls belong to Him and that He's in control and has the final say about everything. So I am so grateful today for all that He's doing and all that He's done. And I just pray for more souls to come to the kingdom. I just pray for people to be delivered and healed and set free. I just pray for peace that passes all understanding and joy, unspeakable joy that will be a part of your life. I just pray that you will be overcomers and not have the mentality of just making it through, surviving. I just want you to know that you are more than conquerors, that you are victors, that you are overcomers, and that you are winners in the name of Jesus. Speaking of winners, we got Ja'Kalyn Carr. Champions is what she said that we got to speak over ourselves. And oh my God, I love that song. It's an anthem, y'all. It's an anthem. I tell you that. If it needs to be voted in anywhere for anything or nominated for anything, please do, because this is a song of true inspiration, anointing, and power. I tell you, I listen to it every morning when I get up and pray at 5 o'clock a.m. And I'm telling you, I am ready for the day. I go through the day feeling victorious and as an overcomer. So I just want to encourage you about that. She's joining us today. I'm so excited. And she's a friend, actually, to Dr. Gina's radio chat. This is about her third time on. But I love what God is doing in her life, and I can't wait for her to come on and share everything that God is doing in her life and how it's impacting the body of Christ and empowering us so across the board. I mean, the first, the last, the in between, and everybody all over is being encouraged and inspired by the anointing on her life. And also, we got Gina G's with What She Say. She's coming on, and I got an announcement to make about her. And also, I'm introducing the poet Estelle. Oh my gosh, she is so powerful and anointed. She's joining with us on the team, and you'll hear more from her. Gant, she's going to be joining with us, and you got that coming up, a treat that is. And my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, is going to be joining us as well today. So we got a full packed show, and I can't go on any further without giving just due to one of our sponsors, and that is DeJuan Salon, DeJuan Hair Salon. Listen, ladies, if you want good texture hair, I'm talking about lasting texture, nice, fluffy, beautiful, luxurious hair, you got to get in touch with Salon DeJuan. She is owner of the salon and also the Glam Shop, which is the first mobile mobile salon in the DMV area. They come exactly where you are, wherever you are. It doesn't matter if you're at home, at work, if you wanted to do a beauty party or whatever, she will come right to you. And in order for you to get in touch with her, please go ahead and go on her website, salondewan.info. Again, salondewan.info, or you can call her, Dewan, at 202-802-3098. They have products, beauty products, everything you need. They do lashes, eyebrows. They have a barber shop on site. It is definitely a one-stop shop. You definitely want to get in touch with her and go ahead and get your textured hair. If that's what you want, they got curly, straight, Brazilian, all of that. All right, Salon Dewan, call her at 202-802-3098, and that is Salon Dewan at .info. You can get in touch with her right there. All right, well, listen, we're waiting to go ahead and get things started, but I just wanted to encourage everybody to know that what we're going to get on and get started right now. Hi, Chakaylin.
Hi, how are you?
Girl, I am so well. I'm so glad to have you on. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm well. All is well. God is just blessing and feeling good. I'm just talking with you again is always amazing.
I know. Jacqueline, listen, I have just been so inspired just by what God is doing in your life and just how, you know, powerful the anointing is on your life and how it's impacting so many by the droves, girl. I mean, just across the board in the gospel, in the body of Christ, and just how much difference you are truly making. And I want to just say this to you from my heart. I really thank God for you, because it truly, I think just what he's doing in your life, I know this, is really holding a lot of us accountable. And I say that because from what we see and how he has blessed you so, it's like, you know, sometimes we get weary, you know what I mean? The people that's been in ministry for a long time, and you probably, you know, being a preacher yourself for a long time and being around some great people, you know, you probably done heard testimonies and things like that and how God has really brought them through and giving them the strength and endurance to keep going and things like that. But I have to tell you that when I see what God is doing with you, it really inspires me and encourages me to keep on with my race. And I know that it's got to be doing that for so many people.
Wow, thank you so much. That has really blessed my spirit today. It's just an honor, you know, to be able to serve God's people and just to give God's people hope. And, you know, and God is just blessing again, I say, and I'm just excited. You know, I never knew that God would, you know, raise me up to this capacity, you know, and just to see how, you know, God has allowed me to not just travel the world and preach and sing. You know, anybody can preach, anybody can sing. But, you know, it's something about when you actually get results behind what you're doing and hearing the testimonies of how people are being blessed. It's just it just makes my heart smile, and I'm very humbled and I'm very grateful. So thank you for sharing that with me. To God be all the glory.
Well, amen to that. Well, we already know that you got some great people that mentor you, that he has sent to impart into you and pray for you. And most people that know that you have been on the show, they know that. And then really pretty much everybody knows that Pastor Shirley Caesar is like your spiritual mom and has been of great influence on you. And I know that even with her character and her longevity and her diligence and things like that, I mean, you know, I've heard Pastor Donnie say that you were like her, a mini her. I mean, because people see so much, but I have to say that I appreciate the impartation of some of the great leaders that God has used along the way, but I'm so thankful that I see the purity of God in you, you know, personally. And you know what I mean? Like, and that's so important, I think, for so many people that, you know, look for people to be their mentors and things like that. But it's so important, when you say, to have that first encounter with God and that relationship with him first and allow him to send those people to you that represent him. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, absolutely, you know, and again, you know, just to be, people have to understand as well, you know, because all of us are basically human, but at the end of the day, you know, it's, you have to be very, very, very serious about that which it is that God has called you to be, and never forget your assignment. And that's one of the things, you know, that Pastor Shirley Caesar would always share with me, you know, don't forget why you do what you do, you know, because when you keep your purpose in the forefront, keep Jesus as a strong foundation, you, God will continue to allow you to rise, you know, because he has his people in mind, and he wants his people to be blessed. And so that's the reason why, you know, you're chosen, why you're called. And so, again, that's just, you know, all the wisdom and all the knowledge that she constantly imparting to me is always a blessing.
So, Ja'Kalyn, you know, we friends now. I got to just, I mean, you know, friends of the show and all that stuff. But let me just ask you this, just, you know, woman to woman. You know, have you always been like this? I mean, or did you mature in this? Or was, you know, did you, because I just imagine, like, do you do any, I don't know, like, you always been this mature and this wise, girl?
You know, I actually, I've always been mature, you know, even at when I was younger, and I never really understood, you know, a lot of things, you know, that about, you know, as to why, you know, I was so mature at a young age and all of that. But, you know, of course, as I got older, you know, I understood, and then we always go, increase was supposed to increase in wisdom, and, you know, and over, you know, time God has allowed and is still allowing me, you know, to increase in wisdom. So I've always been mature. And yeah, so.
And you know what, I think it's good. And the reason why I asked that, cause I'm a mom, and a lot of parents, you know, I think you, I really believe that this is such a lesson for us all. I mean, it's something that God has always taught me, where the Bible says to raise your children in the way that they should go. And when they grow old, it will not depart from them. And so, you know, when we raise our children in the things of God, and then he does a work in them like that, we need to allow him to do that. And even if they are different, even if they are more mature, and it's a difference between being sassy and mature. I mean, maturity and wisdom. And I can hear that was a part of your life for a long length of time. And you have just been raised in that by God's hands. I just want to encourage parents that it's okay. It's okay that, you know, if they want to spend time with God and they don't want to go outside and play, it's okay if they want to read the word. It's okay if they get up and, I mean, it's okay. And I just really am glad that that you are the example of that, because you never know what their destiny is. You don't know what their divine purpose is and how quickly God will use them. It could be like your age. When did you start? You was preaching at what? You said 13, 12?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, 13.
Yeah, so, you know, you just never know. Well, listen, you got so much stuff going on. I wanted to talk about the song You Win. Girl, it's just amazing. Everybody is talking about You Win. How did you
Thank
come about
you.
It? Thank Was that in your prayer time, or how did that come about?
Well, you know, it's interesting how the song came about. About a year and a half ago, God gave me the declaration within itself, you will win, you know, and, you know, we just really started pushing that. And then after a couple of months later, he was like, it's the book. And that's where, you know, that's the name of my first book that is going to be released with my album in early 2018, You Will Win. And then a couple of months later after that, I started getting prepared for my second live recording, which is, you know, from the album that's going to be released. And, you know, we was actually finished with all of the songs and, you know, about to get ready to wrap it up, rehearsals and all of that. And God was just like, it's one more that I need to burst through you. And that was the song, You Will Win. And he was like, it's a song. And so it's like God was like, I need you to be able to release this in every way possible, because you have some people who won't read a book, but they love music. You have some people who love who don't necessarily listen to music all the time, but they love reading, you know. And so we wanted to give people the message in every way that we possibly can, you know, that's approachable to them, where they can get it, you know. In the song, You Will Win, but the message in general, I wanted people to understand and see themselves as champions the way that God has created them to be. You know, so many times we face issues in life and we go through things and we allow those things to defeat us at some point when it's supposed to be the other way around. And the enemy tell us we would never get back up again, you know, we would never win again. But all of those may be facts, but the truth still remains that in the name of Jesus, you will win. And what we have to understand, it does not matter what we face in life. Our issues, our circumstances does not change who we are on the inside. We are constantly supposed to unleash that champion. Even if you don't feel like a winner, you still have to get connected to someone. Winners. You have to learn how to look yes. like a winner, you know. Push yourself into that winning place and just declare it. It may not be easy, but I refuse to lose again, you know. We cannot settle and get complacent with losing, but we got to show the enemy who we are. Show the enemy that we know who we are, and we are champions, we are overcomers, we are more than conquerors. This is your season to win, and not only will you win, but everything attached to you win.
I'm telling you, better preach that, girl. Listen, I'm telling you right now, and it's so important that people know that. I mean, it is so important, because that is the easiest way to just give up. It's just the condemnation, the guilt, and the shame, and all of that. But God says he got the final say, so we got to believe his report that no matter what, if he knows all, right, Ja'Kalyn? He knows everything. He knows everything. He knew right. what he was going to do before. So he already knew that and said that you was an overcomer, didn't he? He already called us a victor, right? So... I know that you've done, you know, you're traveling with Tina, and you're going on, and Erica, you're doing a tour with them. What has that been like?
It's been great, you know, just to be a part of it, and I've been there declaring, you know, that the people of God will win. It's their winning season and all of that, and so it's been an awesome experience.
Oh, my God. It's such a blessing. You've been to all awards. You've been nominated. I just love it. Keep on, girl. Let God keep blessing you. I got my co-host, Gina G. She's a comedian. She's got a question for you. Can she ask you a question? She's been, oh, my God, she got a testimony for you real short. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, Gina.
Uh-huh.
Okay, meet
yes,
you, Kaylin.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. I must tell you, I just want to tell you a quick little story about how you have just blessed my life in my home. The other day, I've just been battling back and forth. I mean, I'm 36. I'm a mother. I'm a stand-up comedian in a world where women, female comedians are, you know, labeled as just, you know, nasty, if I could say just nasty. You know, they always have the certain things that they talk about. I don't talk about those mm-hmm. things. But I've been battling back and forth about how to keep it, you know, clean, natural, but still let those people hear me that may have that type of mentality about female comedians. And so one morning, I went over my set, and for some reason, I mean, the Lord just took over me. I just started pacing back and forth. And so from my set, I went on into praising him. And giving him the glory and just crying. I mean, I walked a hole in my floor, back and forth. And a girlfriend of mine said, well, you ain't never heard this song, I Win? And I said, no, child, break it down for me. Girl, I put on that song on YouTube, and it went from pacing back and forth, you know, crying tears of not understanding to tears of joy. I just started laughing with the Lord and just thanking him for already giving me the words and the jokes and the things to say. I mean, that song, when you said that I will win, you will win, and everyone around you will win, I just want you to know that from that day forward, I have been walking with my head high. I have been around here. I've just been winning. I've been winning. For some reason, I'm catching every green light. You understand me? I'm catching every sale, every 2-for-1. I mean, it's just come from everything around me. So I just want to thank you, you know, for even listening to God on that, you know, to record that song. And I just want to say thank you, honey, because you can sing. On top of singing, you just anointed my whole house. I opened up the windows, and you just rang through. You rang through my house, and I just want to, you know, I just want to thank you for that, because that was just, child, I don't have those moments often.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your testimony, and I just pray that God will continue to allow you to win and give you success, even in areas that you don't even expect, you know, and that even now God is just bringing your name up in the conversations of kings and queens. And so I'm just excited about you. Thank you for, again, sharing your testimony with me.
All right. Well, listen,
I have one question.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Gene. It's real quick. I just have a question. I mean, I know you're very young, and I just wanted to know, how have you been able to stay so strong in your faith in the music industry? You know, the music industry is just full of everything. How can you stay so strong?
That's a good question.
Simply because, you know, I try to keep myself covered and shielded from, you know, certain things and certain environments. You know, I know what my assignment is, and when I know what my assignment is, I'm fairly focused. I know why God has me there, and so, you know, I don't allow. And then number one, also, you have to definitely be. It takes confidence, you knowing who you are, because, you know, there will be stuff going on all around you, and who's to say you're going to end up in, you know, positive environments all the time. There's certain things, environments you may end up in you didn't know were, you know, negative, or, you know, just things like that. But when you know who you are, it makes a difference, because you don't give in to it. You don't allow it to suck you in, but rather you be the environment changer.
I love that, because you know what? That's the key thing, too, that I love about you, Wynn, and just what God is ministering, because a lot of people don't know their true identity. And I just think that just knowing that, and just having that song, and just everything, the words that God is saying, and just reading their word and spending time with Him, you got to know who you are, or you'll fall for anything. And that's for sure. It happens all the time. But I just thank God, you know, for the steadfastness and example that He's giving you. Well, that was so, that's such a blessing, Gina. Thank you so much for that question. Woo! That was a good question. Well, listen, Ja'Kalen, you know my mother, my spiritual mother, Marva Richardson, she listening right now. And she loves you so much. Please, if you could just say, hey, Marva Richardson, just say something to her, please. Is she listening right now?
Hi, Mama Richardson. Thank you so much for all of your support. God bless you. I love you. And continue to just stay faithful to the Lord, and He will always be faithful to you. Thank you again for your support.
And I can't forget my daddy. His name is Albert. His birthday is today. Can you say happy birthday to Albert?
Happy birthday, Mr. Albert. May God give you many, many more.
Oh, thank you so much, Ja'Kalen Carr. Oh, my God, I love her. We love
thank
you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat worldwide, girl. And I'm also going to share this on the podcast, The Keys Against the Enemy. So millions of people are going to hear you and hear about what this movement is all about, that God is doing and has birthed into you, that you are pushing out diligently and blessing the world with, about you win and that we are champions. And I'm just so excited about the book and the everything coming out about you win.
Thank you so much. God bless you and your career as well.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you, Ja'Kalen, and I know we'll run across each other again.
Thank you. God bless you. Love you.
Love you too, sis. All right. Thank you. Oh, that was nice. Wasn't that fun?
Oh, Lord, I'm over here just cheesing, Gina.
That was fun. Ooh. Love her so much. So listen, what we got with what she say?
Ooh, ooh, what she say? Honey, now look, I'm just a married woman trying to help my single folks out. I'm telling you, it comes to me all the time. I don't know why my sisters, I'm the baby of four, but they continue to call me with their problems and situations. So I love it. But I have come to realize that there are ways to find out if a person is single or not. There are five signs, Gina, that they got to look out for. Okay, here I go with my five now. This is five ways. This is for men and women. Y'all got to pay attention. Put your senses up now. Now, when they come to pick you up, okay, and you get in the car, and they tell you not to adjust the seat, I'm going to tell you right now they ain't single. Because there's somebody that seat is perfectly set for, and if you move that seat up or back, it's going to be a problem. Somebody going to know that somebody been in this seat. So that's right. Not, once you know that they not single, don't touch that seat. Don't you
that's
touch
a good one.
That seat. Another way to know that a person is not single is when they want to slide you their digits, okay? But yet y'all can't be Facebook friends. They can't tag you in no posts. They can't post them. You can't like not nothing. That's because somebody is on their account watching that thing, like the FBI, 24/7. So if y'all can't be Facebook friends, I'm going to let you know right now they ain't single. They just not single because somebody's on that account. You understand? When you see a tan on the ring finger, come on, ladies and gentlemen. That should be an automatic that they not single. I mean, that tan should not be, you should not be Caucasian by the ring finger when you is over here Wesley Snipes. It's a problem. You hear me, Gina? It's a problem. They not single. They are not single. When they always want to go to your house, when you can't never come to their house because either their grandmama live there or their house a mess, they always got to come in and use your lights. They not single. It's somebody at home. I'm telling y'all, y'all got to pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to the signs. And I'm going to tell you this. It's the last one I got for you. And this one should be clear as day. When you don't get that phone call on February 14th, you get that phone call February 15th, like, oops, I fell asleep. And oops, I forgot, and I had to work late. Let me tell you right now, they ain't single. Somebody done got all the chocolate, all the flowers, and all the lingerie, and it wasn't you. So, ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention to the signs. I know y'all like, what she say? Yeah, I said it. Pay attention to the signs. They not single. Dr. Gina, they not single. They got somebody with them. Y'all got to pay attention to the signs. That's all I'm going to say right now. That's all.
They,
that's all she said today.
They don't want to pay attention to the signs. They want to be blind when it comes to that.
Blind. 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 Don't you touch that seat. I'm going to tell you that right now. Don't you move that seat not one bit. If somebody get in that car and lean all the way back, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem.
Well, listen, thank you so much for what she say, because that is some good advice. It's funny, but it's smart and it's wisdom, so we need that for
yes,
sure.
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you, don't get saved now and then act like you can't see nothing no more. When you was when you was on them streets before and you had all that, you could read people and all that stuff. You better have that discernment right. When you say.
Talking about what the Lord was trying to hide it from me. No, he was not.
I remember my spiritual mom, Marva, told me that. She was like, so why you green now you saved? You knew better in the streets. The same thing in the
That's right. That's right. I'm telling you, you better pay attention, y'all. I'm telling you, the Lord going to help you see it through. The devil the one that try to blind you. The devil the one that try to tell you, nah, honey, he just don't want you to move his seat because he got some change under there he don't want to go. The devil is a lie. Pay attention, ladies. This is why y'all coming up missing on Snap.
Tell everybody where they can find you.
You guys can find me. You can find me on Instagram at Gina G Too Funny. That is the number 2. You can find me on Facebook, Gina G Too Funny, T-O-O, on Facebook. And you can find me. Just look for Gina. Not Dr. Gina now, because I ain't a doctor like doctor. But you can just look for Gina Too Funny, and you'll find me. What'd you say?
What she say? Well, listen, I'm so glad. Listen, I got so much stuff going on with Gina G. You're going to hear more of her on Dr. Gina's radio chat starting next Wednesday. She's going to be a part of the show for the whole entire show. And so you never know what else is going to be going down. You don't never know who's going to be joining us, and you don't know what's going to be going down on Dr. Gina's radio chat. The two Ginas together, you don't know what's going to be going down. She's going to have more stuff to talk to you about, more stuff she's going to be sharing, and it's going to be a whole lot of funny, okay? So tune in next week for Gina G and me. We're going to be on here together holding it down. She's my new host, so this is going to be great, all right? Well, Gina G.
Until next week, though, I love you.
Love you, too. I'm so glad you got to talk to Ja'Kaylin and share your testimony. That was such a blessing. Dear.
It was. Thank you so much for having me this morning. I appreciate everything you do, baby.
Absolutely. I love you, and I appreciate you, too. Okay, listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and after that, I'm introducing to you Detroit's poet, Estelle Gantt. She's going to be joining us next. All right. Stay tuned.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hey, peace, world. What's going on? It's the Love King, Raheem Devon, and you're tuned in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Keep it locked right here. Love life.
All right. Introducing my friend, my sister, straight from Detroit, a talented poet, a lover of God, faithful wife. I just love her. Anyway, she's coming in right now. Estelle Gantt, what's going on, girl?
Dr. Gina, God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I just wanted everybody to know what you do, and I just thought it would be such a great element to the show if we can have that once a month, just your creativity and things, and just show different people that have talent like that, that they can do so much with it. So what do you have for us today?
Well, I would like to just encourage someone on today really quick, and then I'll do a short poem. You know my past, Dr. Gina. I had my own plans for my life, and that was to be the drug lord's wife. That was my plan. I hung out with them. I dated them. And I enjoyed the fast life. But we know that Proverbs 19:21 says, There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. And what that means is that we have our own plans, but purpose always override plans of man. And God's purpose for me was to be a woman of God. And I'm so blessed on today, Dr. Gina, that my own plan did not work. So God is so good. God is so good. You know, God don't care nothing about our plans. It's all about his purpose. So I just thank God for that.
All right. Okay. That's going to bless so many people. Trust me.
Amen. Amen. And sometimes, you know, we don't like to talk about it because now that I'm evangelizing and, you know, I'm sold out for Christ. And sometimes we don't like to talk about, you know, what we were before we became this great creature that God created. So I'm very transparent. My life is an open book. I did not marry a drug dealer, ladies. I married a hardworking man that loved the Lord. And, you know, so my plan failed, but God's purpose prevailed. And just to encourage somebody with some words from a poem I wrote, and I'm just going to do a small version of the poem. The poem is called She's Woke. And it goes, it's my also my testimony. And the poem goes, dedicated, consecrated, and even humiliated at times. But my testimony must be told. I was called to be bold. My ministry was birthed out of my pain. I became a woman of God when I planned to be a chick in the game. He refused to let the streets have me. So he stepped in and grabbed me. He stepped in and grabbed me in a nick of time. I love him. I love him. Lord, I'm yours and you're mine. I shall live and not die are the words he spoke. And now she's woke. So hopefully that can encourage somebody. It's time to wake up. It's just time to wake up.
Amen to that. Well, that is, I love that. And I want people to be encouraged about, you know, that's part of ministry as well, and your gifts, and God will make room for your gifts. And I just think it's such a wonderful thing, and that was such a powerful poem. And I know that you're going to give us more. I want you to come on every fourth Wednesday of the month, and you'll have stuff to share and bless people with. And I'm just excited about it.
Well, Dr. Gina, you've been such a blessing to us all, and we thank God for you and your ministry. And I know that your ministry definitely was birthed out of pain. You couldn't be this anointed and not paid for it. So we respect and love you, and we love what you're doing, and we're praying that God continue to work through you. So I thank you for this time, and I'm so happy that we've connected.
It's just such a blessing. I love you all. I love, you know, you and your husband, your church family, your pastor. It's just such a blessing. I know it's just such a godly connection, and I'm just so thankful for it. And I know that, you know, God is going to continue to do great things through this ministry and open doors, and many people are going to be blessed. And I receive, very humbly, I receive all of the prayers and just the encouragement that you just gave, and just what you continuously do. You continuously bless me with words of encouragement. And I just know iron sharpens iron, and that's what it's all about. So how can everybody follow you and get, you know, on social media and get to know you? How can they connect with you?
Absolutely. I'm on Twitter at @ForRealGantt, and that's the number 4RealGantt, GANTT. You can also follow me on Facebook at Estelle Monroe Gantt, and that's 2 T's again. And that's Estelle Monroe Gantt. And I just want to say for the record, Dr. Gina came to my church and just tore the carpet up in my church. We're still repairing the floors after that testimony she gave. Shout out to Unity Temple and Pastor Staten.
Yeah, Pastor Staten and family. Yeah, I love the church. I definitely look forward to coming back when I get there in November. I'm looking forward to it.
Yay. Yes.
Oh, wait, we have a caller. Philip. Hi, Philip.
Hi, how are you?
You got a question for Estelle. Go ahead.
Oh, first of all, hi, Estelle. I was just listening, and I was, hi. I was just really moved by what you're saying, and first of all, just your honesty and just revealing information about yourself, that's just, like, really amazing, because I know so many times people are just so concerned about what people think about them, but to be able to step Absolutely. Out like that and just, you know, just be honest and hope that your story helps others is, like, what I think everything's all about, because we're here to help each other as we go through life, Absolutely. And to do so courageously is great. So thank you for that. My question is, I can just tell you have so much to offer. I mean, are you writing a book or something, or going to release your poems, you know, available for the world to read?
Actually, I am currently working on a book, and it will be a book of poetry, and it will be about God and relationships and self-awareness. And the name of this book is The Evolution of Giants. So I am currently working on that, and that will be manifested probably at the end of this year.
What does Evolution of Giants mean? I mean, that's a great title. What does that mean?
You know, because it's all about knowing who you are, and you will never know who you are until you first learn whose you are. So it's all about knowing who you are. It's about waking up. It's about God shining a light on you, saying you are a reflection of me. He who spoke the universe into creation. So we understand that, you know, a lot of times we do not understand the power that's invested in us. We do not understand who we are, and that's why we have things like low self-esteem, and we have a high suicide rate, and we have drug addictions and all these other things, because we don't know who we are, because the enemy has told us something, and we believed it, because we know faith comes by hearing. So we believe what was told to us, some of us at the age of 5, at the age of 13, at the age of 21, some of us even now at the age of 40. But
right.
what my book of poetry is about, it's about a self-awareness. And Dr. Gina have an awesome book talking about the keys of the kingdom. And
The keys against the enemy.
The key, yes. And so but you're talking about the keys of the kingdom, right?
That's Dr. Gina? Right. That's right.
And so there are some vital keys that we need to unlock the door to self-awareness. And that's what my poetry will produce. And that's what my poetry will produce.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Philip, for calling in and asking that such powerful question. I hope you were inspired, and keep listening.
Oh,
okay?
Without a doubt. Do you have a website or something, Estelle, or Facebook page or something?
I am on Facebook at Estelle Monroe Gant. You can find me there.
Okay. Thank you. Thank I. You're
and
great. Thank you.
To Dr. Gina.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Estelle. Well, all right, girl. You got people inquiring already. God is blessing. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's all good.
Man, I can't wait to see you. Thank you so much for having me on today.
You are so welcome. God bless you, Estelle, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to take one more commercial break, and then we're going to be with celebrity comedian A-Train. My main man is going to be joining us.
Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis. You know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. I've just written a book called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey Through Transition and Beyond. And it's my life story, and I talk about my transition with my mom through Alzheimer's. So it's a wonderful book. It has great information. And right now, you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Comedian A-Train, what's going on, my man?
What's going on, sis?
I'm so sorry we went over, you know. How are you?
It's all good. I was wondering, I was like, well, my Lord, boy, they must be really caught up over there this time.
I tell you. So listen, what's going on with you, man? What you been doing this weekend?
Listen, I hear hitting these stages. You know how it goes. I just got out of a conversation with a buddy of mine. You know, he's young, and I'm trying to share some knowledge with him, because growing up in the hood, you know, Dr. Gina, he just learned certain things that just don't come in a book, you know. I was explaining to him, you know, about, you know, how to find a decent woman, you know, like a homemaker, you know. For example, if a woman, most times women who wear flats, they'll never cheat on you. You know, those are homemakers. You know, I just want to put that out there. Like, women who wear flats, you know, most times they're homemakers.
So, right.
This is some information that I'm just sharing with them, you know, and trying to let them know how to play his card and what to look for. And I was talking to one young lady. Her name, you know, she got a guy. She's dating a guy named Frank. And I told her, I was like, well, you know, you need to understand right off the bat that most Franks, they like pinto beans. Yeah, that's a given right there. Most Franks that I've come across, they love pinto beans. So if you're dating a Frank and you're trying to keep him, make sure you're fixing some pinto beans, because that's what he likes, because he got an old school name.
Oh, God, that is hilarious.
So I just been in a real interesting conversation this morning, so... But I'm good. I'm out here in these stages. I got another event coming up that I'm hosting, the Blues Is All Right Tour, with Bishop Bullwinkle, Tucker. I mean, you got Special Formula Band. You got Eric Carter. You got Sir Charles Jones. He's on the lineup. It's going to be a real big show, and it's going to be here in Jacksonville at the Veterans Memorial Arena on the 10th of November. And then on the 11th of November, I'm hosting the Hurricane Irma Relief Concert starring Dietrich Hatton and some other phenomenal artists. And so we'll be doing that as well on the 11th of November. And if they're following my Facebook page, they'll be able to keep up with me. And all the information is on my Facebook page. So, yeah.
Oh, that is so good. Well, I know you got a lot of things good cooking, and I just want to say thank you so much for everything that you've done with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You know, you've just been so great, you and your wife, Tracy, and I just can't thank you guys enough. And I just want everybody to continue to follow A-Train, because you never know all of the exciting things that God is doing in his life. And, you know, he's always with Tracy, so you always know what's going on in her life and how they're blessing the kingdom and all of the things that they're doing for the kingdom of God and for the body of Christ and just for people in general. They're very wonderful people, great-hearted people. And they continuously give and give their time and support. I mean, if you want some support, they are definitely supporters. I don't know one comedian that haven't seen them in one of the shows that they've done. I can't think of none because they support so many people. It's just amazing.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the support from you too, Dr. Gina, and the tickets that you sold. You know, to my show last week was just awesome. And I made sure I let the people know who, you know, they were coming from. So that was awesome. I appreciate it because, you know, we just wrapped the show up at the Ritz Theater starring Zaynab Johnson from HBO and All Deaf Comedy Live out there with Russell Simmons. So she was here on the on Friday night, and we had a phenomenal time at the Ritz. So thank you so much for the tickets that you sold, you know, into some of the people's lives who was affected by Irma.
Anything that I could ever do, you know, and that's why a connection is so important. So you got my support always. You know, that's how we do. So this weekend, you said you got what going on? You going somewhere this weekend, you said?
Actually, I will be I think it's Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. And then from there, like I said, I got the November 10th and then November 11th date, two major concerts that I have to host as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. Yeah. Well, where can everybody follow you?
They can follow me on Facebook at Comedian A-Train. That's Comedian A-Train on Facebook, and also they can follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live, and I'm also on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens.
Amazing. Well, listen, you got to stay in touch with him. Like I said, you never know where A-Train going to be. You got to jump on the A-Train Experience and check it out. I'm telling you, doors are busting open for him, and it's just amazing to see, and I'm just so glad that I could be a part of it and witness it with my own eyes, how good God is in your life.
Yeah, it's been a phenomenal ride, and it's all about the journey, Jocelyn. You know what I'm saying? People like to look at the outcome or the destination that they're trying to reach, but you got to embrace that journey, and I'm telling you, I'm real passionate about embracing my journey, all of the ups and the downs, you know, that comes along with it. So just want to have people, you know, be encouraged about that.
And I'm glad that you're doing that. And I was just, because that's a good nugget there, but I wanted you to leave the show today with just some words of encouragement for people that are starting out. You've been in the business now for a little while now, but, you know, things are happening so quickly. It's not like you haven't been moving rapidly. It's just, you know, things, you did a lot of quick groundwork, and then, you know, now the exposure, and you're getting seen a lot more. The visibility is tremendous at this point in time, and even steadily growing. Somebody's starting out and they're looking at you and they're saying, well, you know, he's doing this and he's doing that. They, you know, maybe compare their life to you and say that maybe it's hopeless for them. What kind of encouragement would you give them starting out?
I would definitely just put out there, make sure you don't rush the process, because one thing about whatever you put your hands to do, you know, hopefully it's something that you feel like, you know, is a thing that you were born to do. And one of the bonus of operating in an element like that is as soon as you step into it, acceleration is going to take place, whether you want it to or not. You know, you're going to take off. If you're putting your hands in the midst of something that you're supposed to be doing, you taking off is not up for debate. You know, so my point is, don't rush the process. Get everything you need to get on the level you're on and apply it and stick to it and establish some of those foundational principles, because when your time comes, you know, you won't have time or as much time to try to, what I like to call establish some of those things that should have been established, you know, on your foundational level, you know, because the business moves fast. The industry, the game is always changing, you know, it's competitive. So you're going to be hit with all of these things. But my point is, if you just take the time out now to do what you're supposed to do for is like studying your craft, you know, disciplining yourself, surrounding yourself around the right people and keeping a level head, I'm telling you, you know, the rest is going to take care of itself. And one of the things that I see within the game of comedy is you have a lot of people that's trying to take shortcuts, which, you know, you're going to end up hurting yourself. Study the craft, you know, study the game, study the people who have come before us, and find out what the politics are surrounding comedy, because you don't want to fall into a category of, you know, what we view as a bad light, you know, in comedy. So that would be my advice. I know it's a lot, but, you know, hopefully they can gain something from it and take what they can. If not, you know, chew the meat and spit out the bone.
All right. Well, you heard it from comedian A-Train himself. Follow him on Do It Again and see what happens. A-Train, comedian A-Train on Facebook. He's on Instagram and Twitter. Follow him and check him out. Oh, and on Snapchat, too. You on Snapchat. I'm seeing you on Snapchat. All right. Yeah. Listen, I got nothing but love for you, homie. I'll be in Jacksonville one day soon.
Okay. Awesome. Just hit me
and
up.
And hopefully you'll come. When you come back to D.C., we'll see each other.
Yeah, absolutely. You know that.
All right. Got love for you. Okay. Listen, okay. That was celebrity comedian A-Train. You guys go ahead and follow him and check out where he's going. Again, funny dude. So humble, so nice, so great. His wife is amazing as well. I got love for him always. Listen, I want you guys to live healthy, live whole, and live in your destiny always. It's all about wholeness. You done heard it from Ja'Kalyn Carr. You done got laughs from Gina G and celebrity comedian A-Train. And you got some street knowledge straight from the poet from Detroit, Estelle Gant. She's going to be joining the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat team every fourth Wednesday. She'll be sharing some of her gifts and talents and set you up to want to go ahead and purchase that book she got coming out. Fire. All right, you guys, listen, I love you so much. Tune in next Wednesday. You never know who's going to be joining me live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.